Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Clean My Mac X and Mac Stadium. Leading off today, tvOS 15 did not get a lot of stage time during the WWDC keynote, and the rumored Home OS update was nowhere to be found. Instead, Apple only vaguely highlighted a few new tvOS features, including better integration with the HomePod Mini. But as highlighted by a WWDC developer session, a new feature coming with tvOS 15 will make it easier for users to sign in and authenticate purchases using Touch ID or Face ID from their iPhone. So in tvOS 15, there's a new system sign-in interface that provides users with a consistent sign-in experience across all applications. On this interface is a new sign-in with Apple device option that connects with a nearby iPhone and iPad for Face ID and Touch ID authentication. When a user picks this choice, a notification is sent to their nearby iPhone or iPad. The notification will then use your iCloud keychain information to automatically suggest the correct login information. So for example, if you're attempting to sign in to Netflix on your Apple TV, the notification on your iPhone will intelligently choose your Netflix login information. Then you just have to authenticate with Face ID and you'll be logged in on your Apple TV automatically. In tvOS 14 and iOS 14, the Apple TV remote attempts to streamline the tvOS sign-in process to a degree, but this new feature in iOS 15 and tvOS 15 takes the experience to the next level. The feature also works for authorizing purchases, such as subscriptions and movie and TV show purchases. So the question now, of course, is whether tvOS applications will adopt this new feature. Now that Apple has unveiled the feature, it's up to companies like Hulu, Netflix, HBO, and others to adopt the new sign-in interface. In other news, with the release of macOS Monterey this fall, Apple will make it easier to restore your Mac to factory settings. Similar to what's been available on iOS for years, there will be a new Erase All Content and Settings option that you can use to remove all of your personal data from your Mac. In the past, you've generally had to erase your Mac completely, including the operating system, then reinstall macOS. This new option in System Preferences will make it significantly easier to do this by allowing you to just click a single button. And because storage is always encrypted on Macs with Apple Silicon or the T2 chip, the system is instantly and securely erased by destroying the encryption keys. There are a variety of reasons as to why you might want to restore your Mac to factory settings. If you're experiencing issues with macOS, restoring to factory settings is a common way to fix things. You also might want to restore your Mac to factory settings when you sell it, give it away, or trade it in. This will also be incredibly useful for enterprise decommissions as well. The new option will be accessible via System Preferences, but it is not included in the first beta of macOS Monterey. Apple says it will be available by the time macOS Monterey is released to the public this fall. We are sponsored this week by Clean My Mac X from MacPaw. Is your computer in good enough shape to get you to your goal? Is it fast and organized enough? If you're looking for a new tool to help you achieve those goals, Clean My Mac X is a wonderful Mac application for decluttering your Mac. It includes 49 tools for cleaning up your Mac to help you tune it up to run at its maximum speed, and there are ways to free up disk space, organize disk space, and fight malware. The app is also notarized by Apple, which means it's safe to use. For 9to5 Mac readers, MacPaw is offering a special deal on Clean My Mac X. Just visit macpaw.app/daily or hit the link in the show notes to learn more. We are also sponsored by Mac Stadium. For nearly a decade, Mac Stadium has been solely focused on providing developers and Mac enthusiasts with customized Apple-centric solutions. Mac Stadium is trusted and provides Mac infrastructure for everyone from individual developers to growing startups to Fortune 100 organizations. Mac Stadium has both Intel-based Macs and the new M1 Mac Mini, So whenever you're ready to move to Apple Silicon, Mac Stadium has hundreds of M1 minis in their data centers with three different configurations and instant activation. As more teams are working from home, having your Mac build infrastructure in the cloud can make it easy for your app developers to work more efficiently. Mac Stadium also recently announced a partnership with Teradici to team up to create high-performance remote access for your Mac. Check out macstadium.com/9to5Mac for more on your custom Mac solution. One of the tentpole new features of iOS 15 is a set of camera and audio effects to help boost your camera and microphone quality during FaceTime calls. Features include a portrait video capability for blurring out your background, as well as voice isolation microphone adjustments. During the WWDC keynote, Apple presented these features as being available only inside of FaceTime. But as it turns out, Apple has implemented these effects system-wide, and they're available already for third-party applications as well, like when taking a photo or video in Snapchat or having a video call in Zoom. When in a third-party application that is using the camera, these new effects are accessible through settings in Control Center. So when you're using Snapchat on iPhone in iOS 15, just swipe down from the top screen to reveal Control Center, and you'll find two contextual panels at the top, one for video effects and one for microphone mode. In the video effects panel, you can enable portrait mode. This feature isolates your face and body and applies a background blur effect to everything else in the frame, similar to when you take a portrait photo in the camera application. Inside the panel for mic mode, you'll find options for standard, voice isolation, and wide spectrum. Voice isolation attempts to remove environmental noise distractions and concentrate on the user's speech. Wide spectrum takes the opposite approach and incorporates more of the ambiance for a more relaxed and natural sound. These features are available in iOS 15, and we now know they apply to FaceTime as well as any other application that uses the system camera. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.